This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Maybe you've donated to the Red Cross this year or sponsored a friend walking to end breast cancer, some kind of philanthropy. Our series this week, A Lot to Give, has gone to the upper reaches of charity, donors who give a lot of money, maybe millions, for their particular cause. But why do they do that? Why do they give so much? From the Wealth and Poverty Desk, Noel King wraps up our series with the motives behind big giving.
Like many colleges across the country, the campus of the University of Southern California is a testament to big donors. I piled into a golf cart with Hannah Herr, a senior who gives campus tours. We got started at
the Locher Track and Field Stadium,
named for former USC trustee Catherine Locher, who donated more than $3 million to build it.
It's also the practice location of the USC marching band, the Spirit of Troy. They're the self-declared greatest marching band in the history of the universe.
Then it's on to the new Engelman Student Health Center, named for USC alum Michelle Dado Engelman and her husband Roger, who donated $15 million. In some places, there are names on names.
Oh, the Kenneth T. Norris Dental Science Center. Even the Dental Science Center is...
it's part of the Austria School of Dentistry.
USC gets plenty of anonymous donations, but the donors who do put their names on buildings, are they doing it for credit?
I have a friend who calls it the edifice complex.
That's Jennifer McCray. She's a fundraiser and a senior research fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School. She says, sure, sometimes recognition and peer pressure do entice people to give, at least initially.
People often enter philanthropy from a very social perspective. This is kind of the world of galas and special events and, you know, putting your name on a building. And to a certain extent, that's fine.
Right now, this is just a boarded-off construction site on New York's west side. But in 3 years, it'll be Columbia University Medical Center's new graduate education building, a soaring glass tower with cutting-edge equipment and technology named for Dr. Roy Vagelos and his wife, Diana. They donated $50 million. I asked Dr. Vagelos whether having his name on the building is important to him, and he looked a little exasperated.
Names don't mean a hell of a lot to me. The fact that the students at Columbia will have the best facilities probably in the world for their education is important to me.
Because 60 years ago, he was a scholarship kid at Columbia's medical school. His parents were Greek immigrants who owned a restaurant in New Jersey.
Our little restaurant specialized in homemade ice cream and candies. That went down the tubes at the time of the stock market crash. By the way, I was born in October of 1929.
After Columbia, he rose to become the CEO of the multinational pharmaceutical company Merck. A lot of big donors talk like Dr. Vagelos. They say they give to things they really care about. Really? Well, fundraisers say it's often true. Remember Jennifer McCray? Her first job out of college was raising money for her alma mater's new science building.
I just started calling on alumni and parents and friends of the college. It was 1988, so I had a briefcase, like one of those hard briefcases full of blueprints, and would sit down in their office and pull out the blueprint and say, your name goes here. And I was having no luck.
Then one day, she had an epiphany. She stopped pitching your name goes here and instead told potential donors what the science building would mean for the college. It worked. Like anything involving money and human behavior, there are shades of gray here. Jen Shang is a professor of philanthropic psychology at Indiana University. She says giving to get recognition can be almost entirely unselfish.
People want credits for different reasons. So, for example, someone like Bill Gates, like everybody knows that Bill Gates tell people when he does something. The motive for that, at least being publicly perceived, is that he wants to encourage other people to do the same thing.
And people who donate anonymously aren't necessarily modest.
You know, sometimes they say the reason I don't want to be named is because I don't want to be asked by way more people than I'm already asked already.
Back in the golf cart at the end of my tour of USC, Hannah Herr tells me she's already got a job lined up for after she graduates at Goldman Sachs. So, will she donate to her alma mater someday?
Definitely. I actually was just telling my mom the other day that in the future, when I start to be financially independent and I'm able to, you know, have some spare income basically to donate back to USC, I definitely plan to.
I can almost see her surname carved into a theater or a lecture hall. Herr, spelled H-U-R-R. But she has another idea.
I'm a big fan of puns. I just thought it'd be funny to have a HER scholarship for women who want to enter management and business.
Which, Hannah says, is something she really cares about. And having the scholarship named after her? Well, it wouldn't hurt. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.